T34, a Wi-Fi and BT combo chip integrating BK7231N core, along with crystal, RF matching component, and most other peripheral components within a tiny SMD case. The T34 dimensions are 6 plus or minus 0.1 mm × 6 plus or minus 0.1 mm × 0.85 plus or minus 0.1 mm H. This reduces the size required on the board and saves manufacturing cost. Internally, T34 is compatible with BK7231N firmware, so it can be flashed with OpenBeacon. But first, let's consider T34 pins. Pin number, symbol, IO type, description, 1, 3, 32, 33, 34, 35, and 36, GND, P, ground pins. 33, 34, 35, and 36 are the ground pads at the back of the chip. 2, ANT IO, external antenna with 2.4 GHz RF input and output. 4 and 5, VCC PA, P, RF PA power input. Voltage range, 3.0 volts to 3.6 volts, and 3.3 volt power supply is recommended. 6. VDD DIG-O, digital power output. The voltage is about 1.2 volts. 7. VDD AON, normally open power output. The voltage is about 1.2 volts. 8. VBAT, chip main power input. Voltage range, 3.0 volts to 3.6 volts. And 3.3 volt power supply is recommended. 9. CEN, the CEN pin of the chip, without a reset function. This pin is floating inside the chip. 10. T28 ADC4 RXEN, IO, GPIO, or ADC4, or set high during RF reception. 11. P14 SD CUC / SCK / ANT 0, IO GPIO, or CLK of SD, or SCK of SPI. Or Bluetooth LE antenna control, ANT 0. 12. P16 SD COM MOSI ANT 2. IO GPIO, or CMD of SD, or MOSI of SPI, or Bluetooth LE antenna control, ANT 2. 13. P15 CSN ANT 1. IO GPIO, or CSN of SPI, or Bluetooth LE antenna control, ANT 1. 14. P17 SDD 0 MISO ANT 3. IO GPIO, or D0 of SD, or MISO of SPI, or Bluetooth LE antenna control, ANT 3. 15. P26 ADC1, IRDA, PWM5, IO GPIO, or ADC1, or IR receiver, or PWM5. 16. P24 ADC2, LPO clock, PWM4, IO GPIO, or ADC2, or low power clock, 32.768K output, or PWM4. 17. P23 ADC3 TDO FSO, IO GPIO, or ADC3 or JTAG TDO, or flash data output when downloading with SPI. 18. P22 ADC5 clock 26M TDI TXEN FSI, IO GPIO, or crystal frequency output, or JTAG TDI, or set high during RF transmission, or flash data input when downloading with SPI. 19. P21 ADC6 I2C1 SDA TMS FCSN, IO mode selection pin for selecting RF test firmware or app firmware. Pulling down this pin will enter the RF test mode. 20. P20 I2C1 SCL TCK FSCK, IO GPIO, or SCL of I2C1, or TCK of JTAG, or the clock when flash is downloaded by SPI. 21. P6 clock 13M, PWM0, IO GPIO, or 1, 2, 4, and 8 frequency division output of crystal clock, or PWM0. 22. P7, Wi-Fi active PWM1, IO GPIO, or Wi-Fi active control when Wi-Fi and Bluetooth coexist, or PWM1. 23. P8, BT active PWM2, IO GPIO, or BT active control when Wi-Fi and Bluetooth coexist, or PWM2. 24. P9, BT priority, PWM3, IO GPIO, or BT priority control when Wi-Fi and Bluetooth coexist, or PWM3. 25. P10, DLRX, UART1 RXD, IO GPIO, or RXD, when downloading Flash with UART or RXD of serial port UART 1, 26, P11, DLTX, UART 1 TXD, IO GPIO, or TXD when downloading Flash with UART or TXD of serial port UART 1, 27, P1 UART 2 RXD I2C2 SDA, IO GPIO or RXD of serial port UART 2 or SDA of I2C2. P1 is used for self-calibration and cannot be used for other functions. 28. P0 UART 2 TXD I2C2 SCL, IO GPIO or TXD of serial port UART 2 or SCL of I2C2. 29. XII T34 has a built-in crystal and no external crystal is required. 30. XO T34 has a built-in crystal and no external crystal is required. 31. VSYS O system power output. Voltage range, 2.7 volts to 3.0 volts. For flashing, you just need TX1, RX1, and power, ground and 3.3 volts. T34 datasheet. In the next section, I'll present and flash a sample T34 device, so it can run free from the cloud and be paired with Home Assistant, LSPA9 plug, with T34. I've bought a very common plug on AliExpress, which is sold for about $5. Plug is branded as QNCX. It arrived fairly quickly. The device can be opened with vise or by prying. It may be sometimes hard or easy. It depends on how much glue manufacturer used. There is a single board inside. It can be removed by unscrewing one screw. The device is using T34 chip, along with BL0937, for power metering. Furthermore, there is a step-down power supply based on BP2525 and a 3.3-volt LDO to get 3.3 volts for the Wi-Fi chip. Flashing attempt. How not to flash. There are no RX-TX pads, but one of UART signals is routed to small SMD res.